Boston University men's rowing wraps up its dual race against Northeastern, picking up wins in the third and fourth varsity eights. We're joined by the head coach of men's rowing, Tom Board. Coach, your overall impressions on how you felt your four crews performed today?
I think overall, I mean, obviously we're happy with the wins in the three and four. I mean, that was good wins for the program. Obviously we're going out to win every race, and so getting those two wins was really fun to see. I mean, the kids have been working hard, and I thought that overall in the 2V, that was a close race. It came down to the wire. We were leading going into the last 500 meters, and Northeastern pulled through us. But I think the team felt like they executed pretty well that boat, and and just felt like they just needed to find that extra gearing for the sprint going into the final, but into the finish. And the 1V, I think it was a lot of lessons learned in that race. Same thing about 700 meters. We were level, even, and just kind of NU slip away. I don't think it was so much of them, Northeastern, just putting a big push on us. I felt like we just lost a little bit of execution, and that kind of gave the margin at the end. But, overall, I think that, you want to win every race. But, as a coach, you're looking at the projection of your team, where we think we're going, where we think we were headed. There's a lot of things that I like, and I feel like there's a lot of speed to be gained and all the boats. And it really matters in championship season, like, qualifying for the IRA, feeling like we can put our boats in the finals at Eastern Sprints and make a big mark. So we've got a week off to kind of regroup, get a good two-week training session, and then we're off to Worcester, and then we're off to a big big weekend race up in Vermont against Dartmouth, Syracuse, Wisco, and Georgetown. So we got to be chucking for that one.
Brought it up earlier. What are some of those lessons learned from today? Not just in the 1V, but really in general.
Racing, not just racing, but just being able to, when the pressure is on, is be able to hold moves on the crews that are moving on you, to stabilize that, and then also be able to change speed. And I think that changing speed is, you got to be brave, sometimes you got to go earlier. And I think that the team is starting to feel that confidence that they can do it, and it's things that you practice, and it's things like you say, like, you can do it. It doesn't really matter what I think, right? It's what your team thinks. And I think right now is that they're starting to believe that.